feels like a soldier's constantly marching forward, forcing onward. Feels like sometimes I just don't want to go. Baby, let me know. Have you ever loved something so bad?
That I love you for real. call you every time we chit. If you don't know by now, I'm for real. But we should think about this. I'm trying to make it work, can you see? I'd rather not argue, baby. I really don't have the patience.
I know you test
me.
Music from R&B star Glenn Lewis. That's Testing Me. And it was produced by Questlove and The Roots, which we played earlier on the show. The album that that was on was called The Way of the World. And it was nominated for a Grammy and also won Lewis the Juno Award for Best R&B Recording of the Year. Out of a total of 6 nominations, that's not too bad. Before that, oh, Jack Soul, love it. Can't Stop from 2000 and the album Sleepless. What a beauty that was. It also was a Juno Award winning album. Hayden Neal is dearly missed. He was such a kind, loving gentleman and talented singer-songwriter who passed away much too early in his life. I remember always hanging out with him. He was so supportive of my work. So really love playing his stuff on the show. All right, here we go. Here's something from a legendary artist and a hero to so many. From the album Unsung Heroes, actually, here is One Turn Deserves Another. This is Susan Aglukkaq. She's the first Inuk artist to ever win 3 Junos. She's got the Governor General Performing Arts Award and Lifetime Artistic Achievement Award. And she's also an officer of the Order of Canada and holds several honorary doctorate degrees. Here she is with One Turn Deserves Another. There's nothing else to say about it. It's beautiful. Susan Aglukkaq on the jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from that little band from Kingston that could and would. It's the Tragically Hip with My Music at Work. And yeah, that's turning 25 years old as well. And one of my favorite songs by the Hip, actually. It was when that video came out. I think it was directed by one of the kids in the hall. I just thought, you know, these guys, they can't be stopped. Poets, that was a huge time for the Hip. And I loved watching the documentary on them. It was amazing. His brother, Mike Downey, Gord's brother, that is, put together a three-part series that just is so inspiring and heartfelt, spanning their entire legacy and career. So check that out if you haven't. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Music coming up from Vern Chichu, who is a Cree folk and country singer and a two-time Juno Award nominee for Best Aboriginal Recording. Something from his album, Touch the Earth and Skies, coming up on the show. Faded is also coming up on the show from Soul Decision, a group that was active from like 1993, I think, 94 to 2004, 2005. They were a Canadian pop band, and we're going to play their big hit, Faded, from their album, No One Does It Better. But before that, let's hear something from Great Britain. Sonique is a British singer, musician, and DJ, and released an album in 2000 called Hear My Cry. And here is a song from that album. It's called It Feels So Good, right here on the Jukebox.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe, I just totally bona fide.
the host. Ain't nobody gonna interrupt my game. Oh no, no. Ever since you've been hanging around, I've been trying to figure out what I can say to you to get some play. Yeah.
Can we do what we did last night again? Baby, you and I be better friends.
Don't you think it's time we went a bit further? Oh yeah. You know I want it. I can't wait to take you home.
You know you got it in that.
I don't wanna be rude at all. I just wanna be where you go. Think what we could do alone. Yeah.
Can I do what we did last night again? Baby, you and I be better friends.
Don't you think it's time we went a bit further? Oh yeah.
Every night when we say goodbye, looking ahead, looking in your eyes,
wondering why you and I never hit it. Can we get it on?
I'm kind of feeling it, but I feel alright. Thinking about making my move tonight. I can't pretend that you're holding my face when you're holding my body tight. Cause I like the way you're making it move. I like the way you're making me wait. At the end of the night when I make up your mind, you'll be coming home with me.
First met, yo, that deal was stated. You step like my steeds, the way we conversated. Just another day, around the way, with me up close, with everything okay. Cause I'm not like the rest, indecision with the best. Thrust for my full court press, just because they hate it. How's it go? Ha, yo, I'm fake.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Now we're older, let's make a new circle where you love me and I love you. Let go of the past and walk together so our love grows. Bring your children into the circle so our family heals. Yahweh,
big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Conservation photographer Napadol Pautong says that if you go out to take pictures of birds, you shouldn't just aim to take an eye-catching photo.
I think what's different in my approach is that I know a subject I photograph. I like to watch the animal that I photograph, and sometimes I would rather watch them and photograph them.
By spending long hours in photo blinds and even sleeping in them overnight, Napadol has become deeply familiar with some populations of greater sage grouse.
To the point that I almost recognize each one of them when I look at their face because they have different marking in their face, or missing few pieces of feather from fighting.
When dealing with rare and declining wildlife, keeping the well-being of the species in mind is crucial.
I think you should care about your photograph. You should care about what happened to the bird, why there's so few of them out there, you know. And that will make you much better photographer, make you much better conservationist. Conservation images can alert the public to a problem, and I want my photograph to alert people to the problem and point to the solution.
And he wants to help cultivate the next generation of photographers to keep the mission going.
That'd be my ultimate goal, to inspire younger people to do what I do, because I can't do this forever. I had a girl who was probably 10 years old send me a letter saying she wanted to be a photographer because of me, and she will continue doing conservation work because she believes what she does will make a difference. That means a lot to me.
Learn more about Napadol Pautong's photography on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor Geerin.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby.
Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show, and join us next week for a brand new episode.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.